What's up, peers, and welcome to Join the Wasabicast. Now, finally, after a long time waiting in season 2.0, we are releasing this podcast in tandem with now our testing review process of the new Wasabi Wallet 2.0 software. And here is the place where you will find all the interesting new nuances and considerations that we have made in the development of this impressive piece of software. And we will talk about it here. So this is the place for you to get more information about the background and the history and the people building Wasabi as a tool for you. And it will help you to better understand some of the reasonings and interesting choices that we made. Because as Wasabi 1.0 was already quite a groundbreaker in the Bitcoin wallet space as per se, and now with Wasabi 2.0, we really want to follow up on this and push the boundaries a bit. We're trying out a couple new things. Because they are so new and reckless, we really need your help and your review and your feedback of what you think about these ideas. So I encourage you now in tandem, as with this episode release, go to GitHub or to wasabiwallet.io and get yourself the Wasabi Wallet 2.0 review candidate to just try it out and see how it works for you. Especially your first impressions are going to be extremely interesting to us. To start this out then further, we had with Wasabi 1.0 a software that strived to protect your privacy as much as reasonable under the hood. And one of the great examples of this is, for example, the Tor integration, right? You just download Wasabi and run it, and Tor runs in the background. You didn't have to configure it. You didn't even necessarily have to know that it was running there in the first place. And you were protected by default. And that's great, of course. That's where software should be. But there are other aspects of Wasabi 1.0 where we did not yet have the understanding of the problem and the technical capabilities to solve it in a way that is frictionless and cheap. And reliable for the user so that the robot can automate some steps in this process. Specifically, these are things like coin selection and choosing when to coin join and how much. These things were all manual processes in Wasabi 1.0. And now with Wasabi 2.0, a lot of these things are going to run much more smoother in the background. So leveraging all the successful things that we did with Wasabi 1.0, like the Tor integration, like the private blockchain synchronization. And we add on top of that a more sophisticated way to achieve blockchain level privacy per se. And there are a lot of technical innovations that went into making this possible, yet still far from perfect. And we opened up a whole new space of research and open questions that are yet to be answered. And since, especially right now, this is not even the mainnet proper release of Wasabi 2.0, still just the testing candidates, we predict that we will have a lot of new insights as we roll this out gradually and gain real-world experience of how different users now interact with this new wallet and ultimately what type of on-chain behavior this leads to. That's very difficult to simulate, and we will see how we can further fine-tune a lot of these parameters. This, among many other things, will be further discussed over the next couple months as we continuously record and release these podcasts. But thankfully, it will not just be me blabbering all the time, but we will have some of the great contributors to the Wasabi Wallet project joining us to give their insights and their background and their history on why they came to work on such a privacy-preserving technology. And how their unique insights contribute to the space and actually make this possible. It's a very broad problem and therefore needs a variety of people with different expertise to make it possible. And so this is not just knowing a lot about the networking of a protocol or the blockchain specific things. You know, this is also things like UI and UX, where we have to do a lot of interesting advancements, right? Because again, Wasabi Wallet 2.0 is going to support a lot of CoinJoin specific behavior that is unique to it. And now that we have these CoinJoin patterns, we need to integrate that into the software nicely and display it to the user nicely. So here went a lot of research into the designing process with not just the user interface, but the entire experience of how to control the setup is something where, again, we were quite reckless with new insights and new attempts, which we will, of course, have to peer review with you. So this is, to sum up, all of these different technological advancements that made Wasabi 2.0 possible play in tandem into this concerto of different technologies coming together to enable a quite holistic experience for the user where it just works in the background magically. At least that's the hope. Privacy by default for a Bitcoin wallet. One additional change that we are making is that instead of uploading highlights of the podcast in advance and then culminating the week with the full episode release, we're going to flip that on its head now. We are going to first release the full episode of this conversation and then afterwards upload some highlights of the conversation. And this gives you the great opportunity to contribute and to become part of this project, as you can also submit clips and short highlights of parts of this conversation that you liked, and you can share it with us on social media, and we will highlight it, add it to our RSS feeds, and share it with others. I think this will be a very interesting approach to get more deep insights from the same content, because other people will find other parts interesting. And just highlighting this is a very easy way to digest this information and make sure that you take the fullest out of it. So for this, a great app for you that I can recommend is the Fountain app, which you can get on iOS or Apple. Or Android, and this allows you to take clips of a podcast very easily just by curating a transcript and share it easily on different avenues to us, where we can then further curate and highlight those parts that are actually the most awesome. So this is all a effort to keep in the ethos of podcasting 2.0 and the value for value principle, right? We try to create some value for you here by sharing important information by very knowledgeable people, and we hope that this information is valuable to you. And if you agree and if you want to share some value back to us, well, contribute. And these highlights are one awesome way to do so. Because, you know, whenever you take notes and whenever you work on editing something, you really work with the material, and I believe you understand it quite a lot more. So hopefully also this process for you to share the best clips is going to be an additional, a good challenge for you, maybe also to provide some additional context by yourself. So this is, of course, a free and open source project, right? All these episodes are released under a public license. You can do with this content what you will. So edit it, mash it up, share it, whatever you want, all in the free ethos of free and open source software. This podcast is just one part of the education that here at Wasabi we want to put forward. So check out blog.wasabiwallet.io for a bunch of written content with interesting tidbits and nuances and strategies, all in terms of Bitcoin privacy, and to keep up to date with the team. Also check out our Twitter at Wasabi Wallet, where you can keep up with all the new things that the team is working on. And this will include other podcasts, right? We really want to give you a couple behind the scenes look and other interesting conversations, right? Of course, we continue the Wasabi Wallet Research Club every Monday on Twitter. So join us for the Wasabi Research Club if you want to help make Bitcoin a little bit more private. And then join the Wasabicas for our next episode, where I sit down with the founder of Wasabi, Nopara73, Adam Fixor, and talk about the history of Wasabi 1.0, And our learnings at the, of that process and how we now adapted and innovated with Wasabi 2.0 to hopefully make the Bitcoin wallet ecosystem more intuitive and more private by default for everyone. I hope to have a lengthy conversation with Adam and see you there in the next episode of Join the Wasabikas.